The love affair that reality television producers have with Alaska is well known. The early Alaska-centric shows focus largely on difficult or dangerous jobs in the last frontier, such as crab fishing, gold mining, or flying bush planes. Since 2009's The Alaska Experiment, now known as the Out of the Wild series, more shows are focusing on simply surviving some of the more inhospitable conditions Alaska has to offer. National Geographic's Ultimate Survival Alaska falls somewhere in between, as it focuses on the narrative elements of an expedition that takes the participants from the Arctic Circle all the way into southeast Alaska, showcasing their survival and backcountry skills along the way. One of the show's focuses is that it does not take ordinary people and place them in extreme situations in the backcountry. Instead, the expedition members are all Alaska residents with backgrounds in the outdoors and wilderness survival. One of those Alaska residents is Talkeetna's Willie Pretty. Willie is an accomplished climber and mountain guide with over 4 decades of experience. By his own admission, Willie is not much of a TV watcher. In fact, he doesn't own a television, and he was somewhat apprehensive about the idea of being on a reality show at first. His initial fears were largely put to rest when he met the other members of the cast, however.
I knew some of them personally, I knew some of them by reputation, and they were all the real deal. These guys were Alaskans. They're very capable in many different branches of the outdoors, and I think that comes through comes across pretty clearly in the program. And I thought, okay, this is going to be fun, and it was. We had a really great time together.
Filming took place over 2 months in the fall of 2012. During the filming, the only time the cast spent under a roof was for the occasional transfer between bush planes when flying to the next drop-off.
You know, we were out camping even between legs. You know, we had no tents or anything. It was just ad-lib shelters or whatever we could do. They were trying to keep it as real as possible and avoid a lot of the criticism of some of these other programs of that genre that people stay out in 5-star hotels and then go out during the day and come back in the hotel. So really, all things considered, I think they did a really good job of trying to stay truthful to kind of their whole feeling that they wanted to produce.
The uninterrupted fieldwork was not a problem for the cast and led them to build friendships through their shared challenges.
One of the surprises to me, I mean, they had a bunch of 8 really strong-willed, block-headed, I mean, no, that's not right, Alaskans out there. And, you know, we had our differences time to time, but we all got along really well. And I think we all came back much better friends than we actually even started. And I wasn't really expecting that kind of like harmonious relationship. And it was, you know, we were just in our own element out there for the most part. We were having fun and traveling on somebody else's nickel to see some pretty spectacular parts of the state. So what can you say?
The second season of Ultimate Survival Alaska is currently filming. Because his day job is organizing groups for Denali expeditions, Willie's workload meant he could not participate. He does manage to watch the current season whenever possible, and since he doesn't own a television, has scouted out which local restaurants carry the network and gathers there with local friends to watch. If the timing and circumstances are right, Willie says he would consider participating in the show again. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.